starts having his girlfriend say that she's going to the kitchen for some coke.
I'm going to the kitchen.
Find yourself doing some little thing over and over, like picking lint off your dog, or staring at a tiny, tiny spot on the wall, or playing with something like this little microphone button here that doesn't seem to have very much of a purpose, really, except that it makes a funny noise whenever I push it.
Time disorientation and hung-upness act together quite often. You find yourself doing something inane for a long time, thoroughly enjoying it, even though every now and then you think you've been doing it forever.
When you're doing something really dumb, like watching Queen for a Day or The Flying Nun on TV, another symptom is revealed. After staring like idiots at the show for 18 minutes, someone will ask,
"What have we been watching this for?"
Come on.
God,
that guy's doing a
brilliant thing. Husky and rotten wood. Everybody said it was rotten. Just terrible.
Ron Wood is the monster, right?
Put a ball down. No,
that's ridiculous.
Well, change it.
That's pretty good.
Wait, didn't you just... I thought you flipped it.
You know what this is?
Oh.
What a guy.
No, what a...
Bridge Hoser's Holiday.
Sit down, they can't see.
Who's?
Bridge Hoser's Holiday. Sterling Lloyd. First Lloyd.
Oh.
Why don't you flick the green on so he can shoot.
You'll all turn, nod at whoever asked the question, then resume your show watching, all together, until the show is concluded.
Thank you.
Serrano called the session of the Executive Council of Terminus and the Foundation to order. Her eyes had looked up with no visible sign of interest at the gathering. Yet no one there doubted that she had noted all who were present and all who had not yet arrived. Her gray hair was carefully arranged in a style that was neither markedly feminine nor imitation masculine. It was simply the way she wore it, no more. Her matter-of-fact face was not notable for beauty, but somehow it was never for beauty that one searched there. She was the most capable administrator on the planet. No one could or did accuse her of the brilliance of the Salvor Hardens and the Hober Mallows, whose histories enlivened the first century of the Foundation's existence. But neither would anyone associate her with the follies of the hereditary Inbers, who had ruled the Foundation just prior to the time of the Mule. And now Selden had backed her point of view, and, for the while at least, that would give her an overwhelming political advantage. She had been reported to have said a year earlier that if, in the coming appearance, Selden did back her, she would consider her task successfully completed. She would then retire and take up the role of elder statesperson, rather than risk the dubious results of further political wars. No one had really believed her. She was at home in the political wars to an extent few before her had ever been. And now that Selden's image had come and gone, there was no hint of retirement about her. She spoke in a perfectly clear voice with an unashamed Foundation accent. She had once served as ambassador to Mandras, but had not adopted the old imperial style of speech that was so fashionable now, and was part of what had been a quasi-imperial drive to the inner provinces. She said, "The Selden crisis is over, and it is a tradition, and a wise one, that no reprisals of any kind, either in deed or in speech, be taken against those who supported the wrong side. Many honest people believe they had good reason for wanting that which Selden did not want. There is no reason to humiliate them to the point where they can retrieve their self-respect only by denouncing the Selden plan itself. In turn, it is a strong and desirable custom that those..."
"I could go with them," she said. wrecking crews came and tore down the buildings on either side of the little house. Thought the little house. One night, flames started coming out of a window of the Uppington house. She began to call for help. The alarm! Sound the alarm!
Thank you. and it's down there. I got up.
Oh. Rat Black Plastic on the Mutiny Radio.
Meditation is a method of discovering hidden aspects of the world or of oneself, or of transcending reality in order to reach a higher spiritual state. One method of accomplishing this is to concentrate for long period of time on a specific theme or subject, or on a meaningless word, a mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
A mantra is meaningless in and of itself, but it has a magical, mystic value. I will give you your own mantra. But remember, this is a personal mantra, and you mustn't tell anyone else what it is. Your secret mantra is Un Yeliman. Un Yeliman. Now say it now.
Un Yeliman.
Un Yeliman. Very beautiful. Now, first sit on the floor or on your bed with your foot crossed and your hand in your lap. Sitting up straight, taking a deep breath and relax, letting the mind wander for a while as it usually does. And when you find a space in your thinking which seems sort of quiet, start saying the mantra. Un Yeliman. Stress the first syllable very hard and keep saying it over and over. And if you're having to scratching or to move, you may do so. But no matter what is happening in your mind, keep saying the mantra and concentrate on it for as long as you can. And soon, I do believe you will find that the passage of time is no longer known by you. And it will become to feel as though you are adrift in the cosmic void. And though you might be frightened at first to be so alone in the cosmic void, then you will hear the sound of many, many voices. And they will all be saying, Un Yeliman. And it will be the sound of the great cosmic brother. It will be all of us.
شفقت لبني للحرية نسجى من تمغاري نزغني داغ الصحراء صوت شتى ما شفقت لبني للحرية نسجى من تمغاري نزغني داغ الصحراء
wonderful one of Unyaliman, joining together with our hands and taking this wonderful message that we have to not only this place, but into the other place, and soon to the next one. And then after that, we will go to the world, and we will tell the world the secret, wonderful joy of Unyaliman, and the world will become ours, and we will rule the world under the mystical power of Unyaliman.
Listening to music and making love, you dig? Eating food, listening to music. We get to the most important things which grass alters. And through alteration, enhances. These things are three.
Eating food.
Eating becomes a joy unbounded. All food tastes far out. If you open a box or a bag of stuff like that, apples, dried figs, someone happens along and pulls that bag.
I don't know.
Most heads consider its importance second only to sex. And grass will change your musical habits for the better, even when you listen later, when you're not stoned.
Besides classical music, there are other types which are also delightful to listen to while stoned. Folk.
Acid rock.
Electronic.
And jazz.
But there are some kinds of music which you must never, ever listen to. For example, you should never, ever listen to Myron Florin music. Of course, they're all playing together.
A feeling which occurs quite often and rather strongly while stoned is a thing called sex.
We always like toilet paper.
For this reason, it's a good idea not to get stoned unless you have a girl with you.
Unless you already are.
We learned that last week here.
If you already are a girl.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Oh.
On the 2nd of September, I was driving a number 2 bus from Finchley to West Norwood. En route, my conductor was called to the colors, as he was a reservist. And as I couldn't go on without a conductor, I returned to the garage. I finished my day at 1 o'clock on the Saturday morning and was told to report later that day for ambulance duty. Well, I didn't do very much on the Saturday except have a look around this coach, which had been converted into an ambulance. The next day, war was declared. And almost at once, we started driving patients from the London hospitals to the country. Patients were all very cheerful, and we had no complaints. Nearly always at the journey's end, they thanked me, and we wished each other good luck. I have attended lectures on first aid and have been taught how to help with carrying stretcher cases. We've all heard that the country is ready. This is certainly true of us. We are ready every hour of the day and night for whatever may turn up.
The duties of our men have been the same as that of the French, to occupy.
Thank you. I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Hey, comedy fans, don't miss Comedy Day Sunday, September 16th at Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park, noon till 5. It's free!
You'll see 44 or more comedians. 44 comedians, 5 hours. That's over 8.5 comedians an hour. That's silly. Ever see a half a comedian? Yes, a half-wit. Not funny, but Comedy Day will be. A guaranteed laugh a minute. Let's see, a laugh a minute times 5 hours. That's 300 jokes. That's a lot of jokes, folks. So why are these people laughing? I don't know. Maybe because they know Comedy Day will be better than the Shoelaces of Madagascar exhibit. Better than the Paperweight Weighers of the World convention. Better even than the Alien Sheep Herding Contest. And speaking of herding, heard any good ones lately? Okay, not funny again, but Comedy Day will be. Don't miss punchlines like these. A frog in a blender. In your hat. To keep his pants up. Comedy Day is worth the price of admission because it's free. Nothing to buy. No operators waiting for your call. Void where prohibited by law. Comedy Day.
Sunday, September 16th at Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park. It's free. Visit comedyday.org for complete details.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention.